Congrats.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Yeah.
Okay, Tavar, I'm sure you've walked through the interception 11 times now, but just for a 12th time, let's talk the play.
So it was man coverage.
Yep.
And my man went away, so I let him go, and I become the free guy. So after that point, I'm reading the quarterback. And it's just something we've done in practice a bunch of times. Coach Banks put me in the situation several times, so I told a bunch of people I actually messed the play up in practice.
Yeah.
But it worked in the game.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure you've had this question, too. Nobody knows about your speed. Nobody knows how you got wheels and you can pull away from these guys. I mean, what was that like? Did you know you were going to score? The guy had an angle on you.
I didn't know I was going to score. I got the ball. There was a little crease. So yeah. I just ran through that crease, hold on to the ball, so I didn't fumble. But after I got through the crease, I realized there wasn't anybody going to catch me, so I just kept running.
Right. It feels good, right?
No, it's a good feeling, yeah.
Yeah, turn the whole game around.
Yeah, it was a big part of the game. It was a good feeling. You get to celebrate their teammates. So.
Yeah. Let's talk about second time around. So last year, you started as a freshman. You know, you're getting out there. I'm sure it's for any freshman in the Big Ten. It's just it's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
What's it like the second time around as a sophomore?
I think last year the game goes a lot faster, so this year kind of slows down a little bit.
Yeah.
You start to see things the offense is doing a little better, so you can kind of – now I don't need to worry about what I'm doing because I know what I'm supposed to do. So now I can worry about, you know, game planning for the offense and seeing what they're doing.
Yeah. Okay. So you've made it through two Champagne winners now, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You think you're ready for a third?
I'll be good. Last year was pretty cold, so I think I'll be fine. I got enough stuff.
Did you tell friends back in Orlando what it's like to?
Yeah, last year was a cold winter, but Florida State, the school back at home, they actually had a snow day. And all it did was just freeze over, and we were over here, negative degrees, and we still had school. So
right.
Funny.
Right. Was that an adjustment for you, being up here?
Yeah, but it wasn't bad. I mean, I've got enough stuff to stay warm, so it's just something to get used to.
Yeah. Last question, do you have the best beard on the team right now?
Right now, probably not. I had a bigger one during camp.
Yeah.
I shaved it. I go back and forth with a big beard and a small beard. I don't have the best one, I don't think.
It used to be all offensive linemen, the Jack Cornell days and all that. Now defense seems to have more beard.
Well, yeah, Jack still has that beard.
Yeah.
He has a great beard. Yeah, it's more of a defense thing now, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But everybody changes it up. Sometimes people have beard, sometimes they don't.
Okay. Well, we're going to hand out a beard crown at the end of the year, so you're in the running.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, dude.